Good morning, I'm Andrew Dyer, in for Debbie Cruz. It's Monday, July 7th. Millions nationwide will lose health insurance under the Republican megabill. More on the local impact next, but first, the headlines. A San Diego federal judge says non-California residents have the right to carry guns in the state, striking down two state laws. Judge Kathy Bencivengo ruled in favor of out-of-state plaintiffs already licensed to carry guns in their home states. California would not allow them to apply for permits here, which the judge said violated their constitutional rights under the Second and 14th Amendments. The state attorney general's office told the Union Tribune it's reviewing its option to appeal. The union representing thousands of San Diego grocery store workers has reached a tentative agreement on a new contract, potentially averting a strike. The United Food and Commercial Workers International Union says the deal with Kroger and Albertsons includes higher wages and other improvements. Members will begin voting Wednesday on whether or not to approve the new contract. The Rancho Coastal Humane Society is reminding pet owners not to leave animals in cars for any amount of time. Even on mild days, temperatures inside vehicles can reach over 100 degrees in under 2 minutes, whether or not the windows are open. A spokesperson says dogs can't keep themselves cool in such temperatures. California is a right-to-rescue state. Anyone can break into a vehicle to save an animal in imminent danger under certain conditions, but only after contacting authorities. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting the Cream of Clapton Band, performing Unplugged and 24 Nights Revisited on July 18th at UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater on campus. Tickets at artpower.ucsd.edu.
Millions of Americans are expected to lose their health insurance because of cuts to Medicaid in the Republican megabill. All House Democrats voted against it, including the four representing San Diego County. Congressman Mike Levin is a Democrat and represents parts of North County.
The 17 million Americans that will lose health care are American citizens. It's roughly 25,000 in my district alone. Any other numbers that you hear are disinformation being pushed by Republicans who are eager to scapegoat immigrants for all of their policy decisions.
Republican Congressman Daryl Issa from San Diego voted for the bill. He has previously claimed billions are being spent on, quote, criminal illegals. However, by law, Medicaid dollars can only be spent on American citizens. California and some other states do allow some immigrants to access state-run health care, but that's not paid for with federal dollars. San Diego city leaders are looking into turning the scandal-ridden 101 Ash Street property into affordable housing. Reporter Jacob Ayer says staff plan to bring the proposal to the city council for a vote by the end of the month.
The downtown office tower has been sitting empty due to environmental building hazards from asbestos since 2017. Now the city of San Diego wants to lease the building to developers that plan to convert it into housing for families that meet income qualifications.
We have an opportunity to deliver deeply affordable housing right in the heart of downtown.
Councilmember Raul Campillo is a member of the Land Use and Housing Committee. They voted to move the proposal forward to the full council.
The average family of four in this building will be making roughly $99,240 a year. That's two working parents with two children.
The project details say developers will build 247 residential rental units. It's expected to cost $250 million. An analyst from the city's independent budget analyst office told committee members the project is, quote, sound on its fiscal, economic, and policy merits, end quote. City staff say they would have the right to terminate the agreement if the developer is unable to secure funding within 24 months. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
Nurses at UC San Diego Health rallied late last week against the abrupt decision to lay off more than 200 employees. On June 28th, UCSD laid off 230 workers across its clinics and hospitals. The university says the move was necessary because of rising costs, regulatory uncertainty, and federal funding cuts. Michael Kennedy from the California Nurses Association says that while the funding cuts are real, those cuts should come from the top.
They made no cuts at the top. They immediately went for the bottom. They gave themselves a pay raise a week after firing staff. That is unconscionable. That is unbelievable.
The union is calling on UCSD to reinstate the laid-off workers. The university says it's working diligently to, quote, ensure patient safety while managing this difficult process. You might have noticed them as you passed Nobel Drive on the 805. Scores of American flags flying proudly over thousands of American heroes at Miramar National Cemetery. But the future of the flags is in jeopardy. Reporter John Carroll explains how you can help keep them flying.
You can see them as you're driving on the 805 past Nobel Drive. 50 flags flying proudly over the graves of American heroes buried at Miramar National Cemetery. The Avenue of Flags was installed 13 years ago. The flags fly 24/7, 365 days a year. They must be changed out 2 to 3 times a year. And now the mechanisms inside the flagpoles used to raise and lower them are failing. They must all be replaced, and at $2,000 per flagpole, that's a total of $100,000. So the Miramar Cemetery Support Foundation is holding an online fundraiser. Mike Cardenas is with the foundation, and he says the need is urgent.
They've come to the point that the mechanisms and the cabling are worn to the point that it's being difficult to raise and lower the flags.
Go to MiramarCemetery.org to donate. The fundraiser goes through the end of this month. John Carroll, KPBS News.
Getting back to nature with a sprinkle of history. On our next KPBS Explorers Hidden San Diego feature, we check out Felicita Park in southwest Escondido. Anchor Maya Trabolsi joins Hidden San Diego's Jessica Johnson to take us along a scenic creek in the park that's also home to rich Native American history.
This is Felicita Park, and when I think of Escondido and what it translates to, which is hidden, this to me really encompasses that, because Escondido is very city-like, and yet there's this dense, gorgeous forest just hidden inside of it. It is or was one of the oldest indigenous villages in all of San Diego County to the Northern Kumeyaay tribe. They would always have them near water. Right below is a creek, which we'll be walking to. Hi, my name's Jessica. I run the brand Hidden San Diego. People ask me like, well, what is Hidden San Diego? I like to uncover all the unique, unusual places in San Diego County. So the park was named after a Kumeyaay woman, Felicita La Chapa, who lived in the San Pascual Valley until she died in 1916. Her Kumeyaay name was Halawi, and she was the daughter of a clan leader named Pontho.
So the Kumeyaay word means those who face the water from a cliff.
So they actually have a sign right here that says you're in a Kumeyaay kitchen, which is really fun to see. And it says women grind seeds, grains, and acorns here. Small animals and reptiles could be ground up here as well. They were used generationally, so a lot of them will be very deep. Could be the daughter, grandmother, great-great-grandmother that all used these exact same holes to make meals.
So that they would just kind of gather around this place and just grind things up in these holes.
Yeah.
That are still here today.
Yeah. It's a very happy forest. People that are into meditating or wanting to get into meditating, I feel this would be such a great place to just sit and just listen to the sounds.
Wow.
Tell me this isn't incredible.
I can't deny it.
And then when you also think of the history of this, how this is an old indigenous village,
yes,
it just becomes extra special, and you can just feel the love here.
I think the word magical is thrown around a lot, but I think that it's definitely applicable here.
Yeah. Look at the plants growing off of the dam. It's just, it's so alive.
It is so alive. It's its own little ecosystem right here. History, nature, activity,
water. I think a lot of people want to be near water.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I hear this all the time, they come here They picnic with their families and they have no clue that there are magnificent hiking trails inside of here because they just don't explore. They don't take these little trails. Yeah, in other countries, like, doctors will prescribe nature. You need to go out in nature.
Oh, look at this.
All I hear are nature sounds. I hear the water running, I hear the birds chirping. It's just pure nature sounds.
And you can see the pollen in the air floating, leaves
falling.
It's
alive. It's very lively out here.
Mm. That's a good way to put it.
I think this is some of the best therapy you can get, is just reconnecting where we come from, which is nature. We are nature, you know?
I'm really glad you brought me here.
Yay!
Yeah. A great place to tune out the world and tune into yourself.
So it looks like the San Diego Department of Parks and Recreation purchased this land in 1930 that is now known as Felicita Park. So it's been a park for almost 100 years. Can you even imagine the people that were coming here and visiting, you know, like 80 years ago? And probably seen it very, very similar to how we see it today. I think it's really important that we all keep our inner child firmly grounded within us, because I think that's one of the secrets to happiness. So places like this make it easy because there's just so much wonder.
The limbs of this tree just go on and on. You can't really tell where it even ends.
Seriously, because it'll seem like, oh, it ends right there. Oh, nope, it doesn't.
No, it
keeps going. It's just beckoning you to climb it. When you die, you go back into nature. And I think we are a part of this. And so by going to this, it's such a deep familiarity within us that it'll ground you and it'll kind of reset you.
That was anchor Maya Trabolsi exploring Felicita Park with Hidden San Diego's Jessica Johnson. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Andrew Dyer. Thanks for listening and have a great Monday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, offering a new 2025 lineup of vehicles at your local Toyota dealer, including a new Tacoma with turbocharged four-cylinder engines and a hybrid powertrain option. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.